With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Israel is warning residents in southern Lebanon to steer clear of sites where Hezbollah stores weapons as the Israelis strike terrorist targets. The airstrikes come after the Israelis say Hezbollah fired at least 150 rockets, missiles, and drones into northern Israel over the weekend. North Dakota's Governor Doug Burgum says Israel must be allowed to defend itself following that horrific terrorist attack on Israel.
People move into southern Manhattan and start slaughtering and burning innocent families, and then a terrorist group sets up in New Jersey and every day launches rockets into southern Manhattan. I mean, that's the equivalent of what the Israelis are going through. So we have a responsibility to stand in solidarity with Israel. But if you want to stop the escalation, we have to put maximum pressure on Iran. We're not doing that under this administration.
Burgum on Fox News Sunday. The manhunt goes on in Alabama following a deadly attack over the weekend.
Police in Birmingham say they've made no arrests following the weekend shooting in the popular Five Point South Entertainment District of the city. At a news conference Sunday carried by WBMA, Mayor Randall Woodfin asked for help from anyone who may have information related to the whereabouts of the shooters.
The priority is to get these shooters, find these shooters, and get them off our streets. That will require the assistance of community members.
Police say they believe one of the victims who was killed was the target and that it possibly was a murder for hire. They say a vehicle pulled up to a popular lounge, multiple people got out, began shooting, and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Water.
Also at SRNnews.com, just over 40 days to Election Day, and today former President Trump is campaigning in Pennsylvania. Kamala Harris raked in $26 million at a New York fundraiser yesterday. On Wall Street, Dow features up 31 points. This is SRN News. Most pastors don't preach about gambling.
A new poll from Lifeway Research finds that the vast majority of America's Protestant clergymen do not support gaming and are dismayed by the explosion of sports betting that has beset the nation. But the survey also finds only 7% of pastors have ever preached against gambling from the pulpit. In fact, 56% say they haven't felt any need to do so. This despite the fact that tens of millions of people are placing wagers every week. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some Republican office seekers in close races are turning their backs on the party's pro-life tradition. In TV ads and personal op-eds in local newspapers, those Republicans are trying to distance themselves from a GOP that for decades has worked to protect unborn babies. The campaigns for control of the House are as tight as ever, with a few seats expected to determine which party will hold the majority in the chamber and whether Congress will become aligned with the White House or a potential opposition check on a new administration. There is encouraging progress for a member of Britain's royal family temporarily sidelined by a serious health challenge.
Kate, the Princess of Wales, has made her first public appearance since she announced that she had completed chemotherapy and would return to some public duties. Kate and her husband, Prince William, were seen attending church with King Charles III and Queen Camilla near their Royal Balmoral estate in Scotland. Kate announced on September the 9th that she had completed treatment 6 months after revealing she had an undisclosed type of cancer. Her announcement came 6 weeks after Buckingham Palace announced that the King was being treated for cancer. Karen Shabazz, London.
Tropical Storm John has formed in the eastern Pacific, may bring flooding to southern Mexico later in the week. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says that while John is nearly stationary, it is likely to move closer to the southern Mexico coast tomorrow and on Wednesday. More details at srnnews.com.